Well, it was, as Ed Sullivan used to say, a really big deal, a really big show. That was what we saw going on in California on Wednesday when Tim Cook stepped on stage and began what was going to be 2 hours of the revelation of what most of us had already seen through leaks. And it was actually kind of like 2 hours of confirming.
Steve Jobs only did it for an hour and a half, so I don't know. There's inflation, maybe.
It was well done. I have to say, it was well done. It didn't drag, I don't think, an awful lot. But with us right now, and I'm delighted that he could be here with us via the magic of telephone, is Mr. Cal Carson. Cal, thanks for being with us.
It's wonderful to be with you. And you know something? I'm going to start this off really quick because the most quiet place I could find is actually outside of the ice arena. And so I'm standing in the rain, so that brings up the first and most exciting thing about the Apple announcement. They have waterproof phones or water-resistant phones.
That's right.
For the iPhone 7. So that's one feature I'm really happy to hear about.
So Cal, they call it swim-proof.
Well, the watch is swim-proof.
Oh, the watch is swim-proof. Yes, you're a good point. So I'm trying to figure out what swim-proof is. Does that mean they make sure you can't swim with it?
I'm not really sure, but I can tell you this. They say you can read the watch down to 50 meters, but if I'm down 50 meters, I don't need to read that watch anymore.
Yeah, 50 meters is a little over 150 feet. That's a long way down.
Yeah. And you certainly can't read that watch in the Great Lakes at 150
no,
feet.
No. Cal, I have to tell you, I was listening to Andy Anatko, who one of the commentators with Leo Laporte on MacBreak Weekly, and he said, what people want is an excuse to see that great video where the watch spits out the water that's in it.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cute. I'd love to see that, too. Yeah.
It goes, poof, poof.
Really?
It's built in such a way that water will get into the watch, but it's sealed off in such a way that it just simply presses out the water that's in there, and it's like two little squirts, and it's
like clearing your mask or clearing a snorkel if you get underwater. Okay, I get it. All right.
Well, other big thing about the phone that I wanted to talk about is the thing of, it doesn't have a headphone jack anymore, and everyone was all crazy about it. Well, you know what? They were thinking, I bought all these things that plug in with a 3-millimeter jack, and I can't use them anymore. But it comes with an adapter in the box with the phone that you put into the Lightning port, and you can still use all your legacy equipment with it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, remember, Apple was the other one who stepped out on the bridge and said, no more floppy drives on machines. And everybody said, can't get rid of floppy drives. And, hey, guess what? Yeah, I don't think anyone has floppy drives.
Yeah, but
anymore.
Did you buy that? Did you hear the firestorm that occurred on Twitter when Phil Schiller described that as courage? I mean, come on.
Now,
I think it is.
That's marketing.
Well, but... But I think courageous.
I don't think it was courageous.
I do.
I think what Schiller was trying to do was try to be like Steve Jobs. He just picked the wrong word.
Right.
I think it is courageous, because they are leading us forward into the future. I don't miss it at all because I always, I use a Bluetooth headphone anyway. Right. And I don't tangle the wires. I don't have to deal with the wires.
I am so fed up with the tangle of wires. I think I have three or four sets of headsets around, and it's mainly because I want to forget them some. But the wires, it's such a pain.
Yeah, but the wireless headset, I know you have to buy another one. Okay, I get it. If you're going to spend... $700 to $950 or something for the phone, get over it. Pay another $50-$60. You can get the AirBuds, right, from Apple.
$129.
Or a little more, but there's going to be knockoffs that will be perfectly fine. I use a Bluetooth headset with my existing phone, and it cost me $30.
But my understanding of it is, I don't know if anybody else, Cal, did you see this? Those headsets, those wireless headsets, will only work with the W1 chip that is in the iPhone 7. In other words, they won't work.
That is correct for the AirPods that they did. Yes, they will only work with that iPhone 7. Because it has that special chip in it.
Yeah, so the iPods won't, but any other...
AirPods.
But you can take and still use Bluetooth headset for $30, even less than that, right? You can get
as little as
$15.
That's what you use, isn't it, Cal?
My whole thinking is that if you can afford an iPhone, you probably can afford some of the accessories and stuff like that. If you want to go on the less expensive route, then buy a less expensive phone.
And you can still use Bluetooth. It still works with a Bluetooth headset. So it's a lot of to-do over nothing, I believe.
It always is. And I think the last thing I'll have to talk about, and then I'm going to have to go back and see
dry
how,
off.
How cold
Sorry.
It is beside the ice, is the fact that everyone's looked for, how come they didn't come out with these really great innovative things? You know, every manufacturer can't always have the next biggest and baddest newest thing. And to be quite honest with you, I think the next real big iteration for Apple is going to be the iPhone 8. I'm going to name it that because I don't know the numbers they're going to give to it. But that's when the real changes are going to happen. This is more evolutionary than revolutionary.
And this will come out on, by the way, next year will be the 10th anniversary of the launch of the iPhone.
Yep.
And that would they've all been saying that's when it's going to be that's when we see some really big changes.
Yeah.
Well, Kel, thank you so much for taking time out, and I hope you're drip dry when you head back inside.
Don't ice up when you get back inside.
Oh dear, that's true.
This is quite true. But if I do, I'll have a wonderful glaze, and I can have them zamboni my face to make it nice.
Kel Carson, thanks so much for being with us, talking to us from the road about the big event that came up. I know you're not a Mac user, Shane. Any of your reactions? So both Gary and I use iPhones.
$900. That's all I got to say.
It's a lot.
That's
more expensive.
The top end. That's the very, very top.
Yeah, but who does? Still, who gets it? Who doesn't get the top end?
Yeah, and it's so much more expensive than what you can get for an Android phone.
Yeah. Oh.
I mean, they really are.
And I've
I like them. I continue to buy them. I haven't bought one in the last few versions now.
Yeah.
I still use
the
6
interesting.
Plus.
Are you going to hold off until next year?
Yeah.
I think I would, too.
My whole family's on iPhone.
But, I mean, this one, if you need to buy it, longer battery life, love that. Faster processor, got to love that. More storage, got to love that. The cameras are a lot better because it's two cameras in one.
On the Plus?
On both.
Oh, on both?
Yeah,
oh, I thought it was just on the Plus.
That was a rumor.
Oh, okay.
But it's been said, that it's on Plus. And because there's no headphone jack, they're putting in a stereo speaker. So that's going to be better. And the antenna is going to be better. So there's a lot to like. It seems evolutionary, not revolutionary.
Yeah.
Not every version can be revolutionary.
But I think the revolutionary part of it is what they're doing away with the headphone jack, one of the things. But Shane, I'm just curious.
But I think it's going to be better for all of us.
You had a Windows phone that you used for a long time.
You know, the funny thing is, I am no longer a Windows phone user.
Yeah. Not enough apps?
I finally said, you know what?
Well, I'd say it's also disappearing.
To be honest, it was a Pokemon thing.
Oh, was it?
I couldn't play Pokemon on my Windows phone, and it drove me nuts. So I went out and bought the new HTC One.
Oh, I heard.
Which is quite nice.
Now, what does that
you're
run?
You're going to really like that,
Windows?
I'm sure.
No, this is
an Android.
Android.
It's an Android phone. Okay.
Yeah, but it's a beauty. It's probably one of my best phones I've ever owned.
And the Galaxies are really nice, too, the new Galaxies.
Except the toasters. Galaxy 7 toaster.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that nobody's mentioned yet, but I think is kind of interesting, is that the home button has been redesigned now. So there's not a physical home button anymore.
Yeah,
you don't
so
press
don't,
it down. It's got that taptic engine on it now.
So I'm not sure I like that necessarily. Just because I've used that to orient when I pick up the phone, I don't even have to look at it. I can tell
I
which end is
exactly,
up because
exactly.
I know which end is down. I know where that
button
is. So I have to look at it and see if I get used to it.
All these heat sensor, these buttons, they make it hard for almost to hold the phone now because you're going to, it's like you just swipe your hand over and you touch something.
Yeah, something
I mean,
hard.
You've almost got to hold phones like this now. It's like...
two dainty fingers.
You know, because you're going to trip something
hold
off.
Hold that up to the microphone so everybody at home can see how you're holding
like
it.
two fingers daintily.
This is radiant.
Daintily.
Well, you know, and the iPhone... pardon me, the watch came out again. This is the version 2 of the watch.
So I've been waiting for the version 2 of the watch. So
and
other than being swim-proof, I want to be able to swim with it. And if it's swim-proof and I won't, you know, it stops me from swimming with it, then I'm not sure.
Apparently, well, no, it works well with swimming.
Swim-proof, waterproof, same?
Yep. I don't think so. Swim-proof is different. That means it
that's keeps a good question. That's
waterproof keeps the water from getting in. Swim-proof keeps you from using it while you're swimming. I don't know.
I'll have to check that on a break to see if swim-proof means that you can...
Because who's saying I'm going to be in the water swimming?
They're trying to brand
for
it.
Five
it's really
hours.
What they're trying to do, and I'm teasing them about it. Right? They don't care if I'm teasing them. I know, but yeah, I'm trying to
remember,
tease them.
Because remember, it goes, it squirts water.
Yeah, I love it. Everybody would be waiting to see it go. AT&T, I saw some of the figures on there. Let's see. I have to get my glasses on so I can see this.
Hey, you know, did you see that not only T-Mobile, but now AT&T is doing away with caps on data?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
It is very nice.
I mean, for a lot of people, that's going to be nice.
Well, let's see. Okay, so the 7 Plus, which is like the top of the line, 256 gigabytes of storage on that thing.
12 megapixel cameras.
That's as much as I have on my MacBook. Yeah. That one is... the AT&T Next every year with a down payment, that's $28.30 a month. So you can see where people could say, okay, even though it's going to cost me a fortune, it's in little bites. That's the death of a thousand cuts.
Yeah, and, but if you do the math, that's probably the the most expensive way to
exactly,
buy
it, exactly, right? When you get done with all of that. But some people would feel that it makes finally more affordable to do that. Only when you see the whole thing put together, that phone, when you do it that way, the total cost, no commitment retail price, $969.99. Oy vey. That's a couple of computers.
That's like $1,100 when you put the AirBuds with them.
Oh, yeah.
Or $34 a month.